Welcome to The Choice, Episode 18, Sentencing the Left. I'm Kurt Doolittle. Quoting a typical Democratic Party member named David, he says, "You can't run on a Civil War footing, on hopped up on conspiracy theories, hating everyone who lives in cities, threatening to kidnap governors and shoot protesters without people trying to figure out how to reverse your brainwashing." My response, of course, is, "You have it backwards. The fact that you've succeeded in brainwashing the majority is only evidence of the relative incompetence of the majority. Here's the evidence. We don't presume you conspire intentionally, but you do conspire by common interests, and you fail to perform due diligence against your error, bias, deceit, fraud, theft, free-riding, parasitism, and yes, predation. So let us see how you failed in your due diligence. In the resolution of disputes, we don't need to consider intent, only harm, where harm is the result of failure of due diligence to prevent yourself and others from doing harm, where harm is the imposition of costs upon the demonstrated interests of others, where demonstrated interest means bearing a cost in order to obtain that interest. Intent only increases the severity of the three categories of sentencing, the restitution you must perform, the punishment we impose upon you, and the further punishments or institutions we impose in order to prevent repetition. And once aware that your actions are a crime, a harm, a violation of reciprocity in display, word, and deed, then you're informed. And these words constitute a service, making you aware of your crimes, demanding you cease and desist from your crimes, or you shall suffer the increased severity of restitution, punishment, and prevention you're due for having continued your crimes despite service against your crimes. What are those crimes? Let's talk about our core dispute. The success of Europe over the rest is the development of the institution of the rule of law before state or faith. All civilizations are anchored in a group strategy, mythology, tradition, a method of persuasion, resulting vocabulary and logic of their first institutions. There are only three kinds to choose from: law, faith, and state. Those first institutions are sometimes modified by a second, and the third rarely has any influence at all. The European common law is 5,000 years old, it's purely empirical, and the institution of that empirical law resulted in the empirical discovery of the formal, logical, physical, natural, and evolutionary laws, and as a consequence caused European markets and European soft market eugenics, by which we culled the underclasses that other peoples failed to cull. The left can't tolerate that its entire pseudoscientific and sophomoric project, including Gould's evolution, Bose's anthropology, Freud's psychology, Marx's economics and sociology, the Frankfurt School's history, culture, and aesthetics, Derrida's sophistries and attack on reason and truth itself, Friedan's feminism, the political correctness and woke movements, and even Cantor's and Bohr's mathematics, are counter-revolutions against the Darwinian explanation for the outsized success of the West over the rest. By our maximization of adaptation using rule of law, markets rewarding innovation, and the market eugenics that results, thus continuing the process of natural selection, leaving the Europeans by the beginning of the 19th century with an extraordinarily genetic, cultural, institutional, technological advantage of continuous rapid evolution and adaptation that was undermined by the largely Jewish post-war attack on the American and European eugenics movements and expanded into immigration of undesirables that has all but eliminated our genetic, institutional, political, cultural, social, and technological advantages in less than a century, just as they did to Rome. The right is masculine, militaristic, hierarchical, conformal, role-finding means that we don't seek endless attention, endless novelty, and endless consumption like women. Instead, we seek to find our role in the hierarchy where we do our duty and are awarded equal status despite our place in the hierarchy. We limit consumption, limit reproduction, and we capitalize gains in our family and in our commons. Whereas the left doesn't, it's just dysgenic, attention-seeking, novelty-seeking, and hyperconsumption, and irresponsible reproduction. In other words, like any other biological organism that does so, it's a cancer. So left, you are quite unknowingly by your revolt against Western civilization, its rule of law, its empiricism, its markets, its hierarchy, its soft eugenics, and your widespread revolt against truth, reason, science, evidence, and all of history. Well, these are nothing more than a pseudoscientific cult repeating the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim undermining of the great civilizations of the ancient world, reproducing the last Dark Ages. The decline in human ability over the past three decades is due to you. The loss of productivity is due to you. You took advantage of the media to industrialize your lying, your baiting into hazard, your false promise of freedom from the natural laws, and you accused European men of oppression rather than observance of the laws of the universe, preservations of their gains, and the vast disproportionate gains for mankind that resulted from continuing European traditions. Traditions for which lesser evolved people, and that's simply an empirical fact, lesser evolved peoples are empirically unfit, demonstrated unfit, by their failure to integrate and adapt to those laws and their failure to compete in economic, social, and political markets because of it. But what's the immense cost of your crimes? Is it even measurable? Well, actually, it's so vast, it's incomprehensible. You have spent down into reproductive numbers and the resulting dysgenia over 1,000 years of civilizational, territorial, institutional, traditional, cultural, normative, intellectual, aesthetic, and yes, genetic capital in just over a century. You're worse than any plague. Plagues take lives, but the cultures endure. You're even worse. You're the informational, behavior, and social cancer. And you're doing to the West what you did to Mesopotamia, Egypt, North Africa, Persia, Old India, the Romans, the Byzantines, and older Europe. If science had an equivalent of the devil or the Antichrist, it would be the left, and leftism, the worship of evil itself. You are nothing but a war against evolution and man himself with the false promise of violation of the laws of nature if you destroy those who discover, adapt to, and apply them as proxies for hating the universe that finds you unfit for it. It's a truth you cannot bear, so you hide your head in the sands of social construction of falsehoods in order to deny the fact that you must endure some conflict, some stress, and you must maintain those laws of nature despite the costs. Now, Christians only sought to expand charity by interpersonal, meaning empirical redistribution to others in exchange for conformity to our traditions. European group strategy is uniquely scientific. But the left tried to war against us, against every aspect of our civilization, against all our capital, in all its forms, through the new institutions of mass media, fiat money, the debt expansion it made possible, our charity of granting universal democracy, our presumption of good faith that it wouldn't be abused, using the descendants of slaves to impose undue guilt to our virtuous self-image, one that we couldn't bear, especially our women, the frailty of our laws, of our courts, our constitution, the poisoning of our education and our academy, and finally our bureaucracy, then on to our entertainment and our news media and even social media, meanwhile spreading immigration, reproductive distribution from the middle class to the underclass and immigrants, and finally justifying all that parasitism of trillions of dollars every year from our people through unnecessary financialization and absurd taxation. And that's the biggest fraud of all, because we're redistributing reproduction from our own people to immigrants and aliens who are hostile to our civilization, and for the sole purpose of justifying the continuation of profiting by the financial sector, which then buys self-interest in the political sector, producing what we all rail against, which is the deep state, and the deep state's self-interest in perpetuating the war against our people, which is effectively a genocide, regardless of the words of ridicule that are levied against our people. The truth is, it's true. So we should interject here, well, what's the restitution, punishment, and prevention for an act of genocide? Even if the genocide is by failure of due diligence, due to wishful thinking, good intentions, it doesn't matter. Intentions don't matter. What is the only form of restitution for your attempted genocide, whether it was intentional or not? How will you pay that cost? The fact that Europeans practiced this tradition of scientific government of civilization by tradition rather than by articulated expression is something I've sort of solved for Europeans by writing it down as their group evolutionary strategy, the formal logic of the natural law of cooperation, which for all intents and purposes is the unwritten Bible of Western civilization. And in doing so, I've demonstrated that you, the left, the Democrats, are the equivalent of the great plagues. You're responsible for 100 million deaths in the last century, and over time, the 1 billion deaths in the medieval and ancient world, and the loss of 5 great civilizations of that ancient world, reducing them to intellectual, genetic, cultural, and aesthetic ashes. You're an intellectual, social, economic, and political cancer of uncontrolled, dysgenic growth that you defend by equally uncontrolled falsehoods. So you and your lies, your pseudoscience, your revolt against the formal, correspondence with reality, physical, scarcity, natural, reciprocity and amorality, evolutionary, regression to the mean, the defeat of the Red Queen, your revolt against those laws is just another cult we have to stop to prevent your next dark age. You violate the only law necessary for cooperation. Reciprocal grant of self-determination by self-determined means, using reciprocity in display, word, and deed, and a duty of reciprocal insurance of that reciprocity in display, word, and deed. And the only thing that can be done once you have done so is produce markets for voluntary association, cooperation, reproduction, production, markets, and polities at the cost of the suppression of the reproduction of those people who cannot compete in those markets. And so if you violate that one law, then we can try to negotiate an exchange, or you can pay restitution, but if you persist in your crimes and don't willingly separate from us, then we have no choice but war. War to separate, war to conquer, war to rule, or if necessary, rule to eliminate. We have, obeying that law, chosen to offer you reciprocity. We offer you separation. The choice of that, your response, well, that's yours. But any choice other than agreeing with separation means violation of the only law of humankind. That means war. And you'll bear the full consequences of your decision. So you deserved every act of retaliation, retribution, punishment, and restitution for your crimes against our people, against our civilization, and against mankind for your previous dark age by this same set of lies and the new dark age you seek to bring about by your set of lies. Natural law of tort does not require intent to harm. It only requires you fail due diligence. And once served, you cease your crimes. But you failed. So you're accused, you're prosecuted, you're convicted, you're sentenced, and you're awaiting your punishment. And here I'll quote Genghis Khan to drive home the point. If you had not sinned, your gods would not have sent us to punish you. I'm Kurt Doolittle. This is The Choice. Thank you for listening.